Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line on this Thursday. Let's thank our sponsors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Simple Time Antiques, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. I'm Kevin with Ken, and we have USB General Manager, or not the General Manager, but Mike Kelly joining us. Mike, what's your title again?
I'm sorry. Chairman of Utility Service Board.
Chairman of the board. Get things mixed up sometimes, but here to talk USB. Ken, good morning to you, too.
And good morning again. You better get your title straight.
I know. I should have written it down or something.
The chairman will take the
gavel. Yeah, smack me around or something.
Take the gavel to you. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you all?
Doing real well this morning.
Doing good, yep.
One thing I want to start with is that you're doing, about four or five projects all together here at the same time, and... So where are we at with some of those projects?
Well, we're in a good place, really. The last couple of weeks, I think we've had some weather issues because we're working in some areas that construction that all the amount of rain we had kind of set us back a bit. But we have some really outstanding contractors working for us right now that are keeping things moving along quite well. It's just really important, I think, that from the Utility Service Board point of view that I help point out the fact that this community has been very supportive of a massive infrastructure improvement in water, electric, and wastewater. And, we're really happy that we were able to get this accomplished. It's something that had been really... in need for quite some time, and I think, Ken, you've been around long enough that you know that we should have been doing this a long time ago, not having to do it all right now, but with the benefit of this community's support, we were able to pull this off with massive projects in wastewater treatment and wastewater movement and electric power and also in water supply. So it's tough, but we're doing well. We're going to take let's talk a little bit about water. Water is, actually, we're going to increase the amount of water that would be available for the community almost 50%. So, it was something that they saw in the future because they passed boards were wise enough to build a facility on Armstrong Road that could be expanded quite easily. It's not cheap, but it could be a lot better than building a whole new one. And so it's been increased in its capacity. And then also the wastewater treatment. There was a little bit of lack of foresight back in a few years ago when they decided to just remodel and revamp rather than increase the capacity. It's going to be increased to 50. It's going to be doubled in its capacity. Mm-hmm. And then the electric, we've got a new substation that's going to be put in out on the west side. We have all of our substations are being renewed and refurbished and brought up to what's currently important to have if you want to have a good power distribution to your community. So those are all things going on, and this community has been very supportive of that.
Well, the other thing it shows that this community is not only growing, it's growing the way it should grow. It's moving along as it should, and it's developing at the rate it needs to go.
Right, and if you take even a look at housing in this community, there's a new subdivision area in South Ridge. There's one going to be where the old Rumbaugh football field is. There's another one, and I believe it used to be called Rissy Edition on the east side of Mash Road. There's I think 10 or 12 housing lots going in there, and this would not have been possible because they had to have a commitment. IDEM, Indiana Department of Environmental Management. Put some restrictions on people if they get to certain capacities on their wastewater or in their water supply or whatever. And when we were able to make our commitment that we're going to expand wastewater, especially wastewater, they were they allowed those subdivisions to go ahead and be developed. So otherwise, they wouldn't have been developed. And you know, there are three or four homes in the South Ridge addition right now that are under construction or just finished, and it helps a whole lot of ways because there's taxes that the city's able to collect. There's you know, the fees that we get for their electric, and then also some people are able to come to community that aren't here right now, that maybe they drive into the community. So it's helped a whole lot.
You know, and the other thing of it is that, you know, we've been crying for new housing for so long around here. And now we're getting it, and we're still crying for more, it seems like. You know, we just keep wanting to have more housing around here.
Yeah, you know, and I'm going to switch hats here just a little bit. Also a member of the Building Trades Board from the school systems of Clinton County. It's a joint project for all schools. And we were not able to build a house last year because of COVID. And the year before that, we had to amend how we were finishing it because we didn't have any students at the end of the year, if you remember a couple years ago.
Right.
So we're going back into the business, and the developers of the South Ridge Addition have allowed us to be able to build on a lot there, and we have a new building and trades instructor. And these things all go hand in hand in the development and building of a great community. And I think it's really important that utilities be one of the leaders in all this activity going on.
You know, and the other thing that's going to happen, of course, you know, you have to have some sort of increase in fees, but you're not going up to the point to where you're so astronomically high, you're going to be right in the middle of the pack.
And that's the one part that's really tough to do, and that's why I think the community has been so supportive and helping us get this done. Now, and I think if you remember, and if maybe it's you don't notice it as much, but these fees increase were all stepped. Mm-hmm. They were not, you know, some communities they'll go in and say, okay, well, we have to have a 50% increase in our fees and our rates, and they do that, and they go from a bill of this to bill that's twice as much the next month, and it puts them into shock. Well, I know in our case, we tried to make that so that it spread out over sometimes over 3 years and sometimes over 4 years. And it's worked for us, and I think that's also just part of how the community has been supportive of it. They knew that we were trying to be prudent and wise with their money and our money both.
You know, and the other thing you guys started talking about the other night is the fact of all your entire bills that, you know, Kent started reading off that list the other night, and that's all going to come out here soon, but I'm just saying you guys are in great shape, you know, for that, because you're bringing in a little bit more than what you're putting out.
Right. Well, and then in some cases we were close to almost negative in some of our revenue. But and it's not a profit-making organization. It's a organization that's trying to make sure that we cover our bills that we have and also have the ability to expand. You know, what if we had something else happen that we had to even have more water, or we have to have more electric or whatever? And you know, along that line, another entity I want to talk about is the cooperation that we've been able to establish, not only the city structure, but also the utility structure with the county, and the expansion to the I-65. That's something that everybody knew it needed to be done and had to be done, but no one wanted to take the lead. And I appreciate that the county took the lead in making sure that that happened. You know, I believe the water's in place out there, and then I think the other night at the meeting, I think it was Jim Spears, the maintenance person for sewers, said that they were going to be activating, I believe, some of the lift stations in that area so that the sewage will be starting to flow back in from there. And, you know, there's a lot of land between here and 65 for development, and that's all only possible because of a cooperation between the city, the utilities, and the county.
And people really don't understand how important that really is, just for things as you're talking about, but also it helps develop everything else out that way.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's kind of interesting, though, to drive along 28 and you'd be a cornfield with a fire hydrant, but, you know, and some of those people out there are really going to benefit from that. I know that there's one resident, if you know what to look for, you can see that they've got their in place the connection for sewage.
Uh-huh.
And so that means that as soon as that starts happening, it may be even sooner than, I don't know exactly when it's going to be activated, but it's something that that they don't have to worry about their septic tanks anymore out there and those kind of things. And they have fresh, clean water, and it's really nice. I think also another project that was going on is what's called a loop on the Jefferson.
Uh-huh.
I happened to be driving through the county just a couple of 3 days ago, and they were making the final connection at the corner of 450, I believe it is, and zero to swing it back toward town. So these things are just, these projects all have a purpose, and they all are helping the community to become a better community, and a community can grow and have a benefit of these great utilities.
And, you know, and on top of all that, it just makes everything so much easier for people all over the place. It just, you know, because now you can, you know, people in the country and the county can relax and kind of do what we do here around and vice versa if you want
right.
to.
Right. Yes, and it's really been a project that took a lot of foresight, and that's because I feel that I know my fellow board members, Mike Reeder, Joe Root, we, you know, each one of our board members has kind of a specialty in our area.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Root is a utility service board historian, really. He's been with the board for a long time. A lot of times we ask Joe about, how can we go about this best, and how can we get communication with the community about it, and what's happened before. We have Rick Gunyon, who is with us from a manufacturing side of things, and also a very astute business person who is attention to detail is quite sometimes long-winded, I would say, but
yeah.
You know, but we need those kinds of people. We have Mike Reeder, who's overseeing kind of the wastewater treatment plant expansion. And if you ask Mike Reeder what's going on out there today, he can tell you. He can tell you where they are in the schedule. He knows everything about that.
Uh-huh.
We have Kent Brewer, who is a farmer businessman. And one of the things that Kent brought to the Utility Service Board when he came on board was a business sense.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And he watches every penny. I mean, he knows what's going on, and he reports it, and he lets us know when we need to make some kind of changes and whatever. And then another change that was made in Utility Service Board since actually in the last 10 years is 8 years for this, but it was bringing on a general manager. No one really was in charge of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And with the kind of projects we have going on right now, we need someone who knows what's going on in every aspect of this business. So we brought on Todd Corey. Todd Corey came to us from the city council and was also a local general manager of a business, a manufacturing business here. Has good business sense. Has some electrical background, and all these things have come together and have made us a much better utility for this community.
And that's something I wanted to say also is the fact, you know, you guys have gotten so much better each year. You know, I've been around for about 10, 12 years now, at least in here. Every year you guys have gotten better. And I think that's something that every board should strive for, and then also you know how to get better things out of each other. You know how each other thinks, they operate, and it just makes it everything much better for everybody else.
I might say, I mentioned all those other four. I don't have any of those skills. All I have to do is come out to Wylo every so often and talk.
Mike, is there anything else you want to talk about real quick? Or
there is a project coming that we have one project that we really need to do, and we're going to start looking for some grants. Hopefully, you know, from the national level, they're talking about infrastructure, and we would sure love to be able to tap into some of that money from the federal government for infrastructure that. We need to have what's called a forced main from out around 65. We need to be able to move that sewage a little more efficiently. Okay. That's because it's going to increase. So we need to put a forced main from, I think it's road 200. There's a lift station on 200, and we want to put a forced main, which means it goes from that lift station to the treatment plant under pressure.
Okay.
And you don't have to worry about gravity to move. You know, gravity is what moves this stuff most times, and so we don't need gravity to move it. We force it, and it's a expensive project. We was hoping to put it in with the wastewater expansion, but it was a little more expensive than that. We're going to have to find another source for income revenue for that, and hopefully we can get that. That'd be kind of the last piece in the puzzle. Mm-hmm. And I know Clarence Worthen, the city councilman, who is part of the utilities committee on the city council, is looking at going to a lot of meetings about grants and those kind of things to help us try to find those things. And if we can do that, I think that would be the kind of like the topping of this whole project. But we're looking for it. Hopefully we can find it. If anybody happens to be able to talk to Senator Buchanan and some of those other people that at the state level and even at the national level to help us out with that, we'd certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, there's like a little cherry on top of the whipped cream on top.
That's
of the
right.
On top of whatever
it'd be the final touch.
Okay, Mike, thanks much. I greatly appreciate it.
All right, thank you for letting me be here today.
Good to see you. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. More Party Line next on WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
The news team you've come to depend on is expanding our news coverage area online. Log on to the new BoonCountyDailyNews.com to find out the latest going on in Lebanon, Zionsville, and all points in between and all throughout Boone County. Tell a friend and check back often as we continue to add new content daily. The news resources of WILO and Casper Media work around the clock to keep Boone County covered. Just log on to BoonCountyDailyNews.com for the latest in-depth news, weather, and sports information for Boone County.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provide Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. It's a Thursday. Let's thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Simple Time Antiques, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. I'm Kevin with Ken over there. Just about 5 minutes left in the program. Something on your mind quickly. We've got time for it. 659-3338. Want to mention real quick that tomorrow is the deadline for Center Township trustee. If you have children in Center Township that need school clothes, you must reside in Center Township and qualify under their income guidelines for the program. If you're interested, fill out an application online at centertownshipofclintoncounty.com or stop by their office at 359 North Columbia Street, or you can give Jamie and her crew a call at 357-9100. Trust me, I know Jamie. She's going to help you out any way, capacity, at all. Anything you need, she's got you covered.
She will.
And not just for school clothes. If you need just a little bit of assistance to get you over a hump, I know she'll take care of you. Let's see here. On display at an aquarium in Japan, Ken, is an octopus with 36 arms. Now, what do they normally have? Isn't it like
eight?
That's what I was thinking, too.
It's almost five times as much.
If you find this picture on Google today, let me see it, okay?
All right, I'm going to have to go look at that, see if I can find that.
The extra limbs branch out of the eight main tentacles. Mm-hmm. The creature looks like an underwater tree of sorts. Scientists are not sure of the gender. Someone fishing off the coast of Nagasaki caught the octopus and knew it was special. Now, do you think this is because of some weird chemicals that maybe got in there and altered the DNA from Nagasaki being
bombed? I would say that's a very good possibility. Plus, you know, a lot of these quote unquote science fiction films are not quite all that so far fetched.
No, they're not that far off.
No, they really aren't. And that's the scary part. You know, if you really, you know, having to, you know, get somebody a little bit, one of those animals kind of a little bit upset with you, you might have a few problems.
Yeah, you got 36 arms to grab you, right?
Mm-hmm. True.
Well, have you ever sat and relaxed in a hammock?
No.
Okay. We used to have one out the farm in a couple trees that was just right for a hammock, and the hammock was fun. Me and my brothers, we slept in it, napped in it, fought in it. And I like a hammock. There's something relaxing about a hammock, especially in the nice weather.
Well, it makes you think you're out near a beach or near the ocean.
Yeah, sort of maybe.
Yeah.
Well, it's National Hammock Day. They've been around for thousands of years. Thought to be invented in Central America as a way of keeping people from being eaten by snakes. It wasn't until the 1700s when Europeans figured out they could be used for napping when you really should be mowing the lawn. So, okay. Today is also National Rat Catchers Day. Celebrating the Pied Piper of Hamelin, who rid a German town of all of its rats just by playing his flute. He must have been bad. Modern-day exterminators are a bit less musical, but probably just as effective, so we can celebrate them today, too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And just one quick reminder, anyone sensitive to bad air may want to stay inside as much as possible today. The Indiana Department of Environmental Management has once again placed the entire state under an air quality alert. Smoke from the western wildfires will leave a haze across pretty much of all of Indiana today. IDEM issued the same order yesterday. That's just hard to believe, man, that, you know, that smoke and stuff from the wildfires out west can make its way here.
Well, it's just like I said, you know, when 9/11 happened way back when, all that stuff that came down is in our air somewhere.
Yeah, it's just...
And I don't even want to think about that.
It gives you an idea of how thick it would have to be out there to not dissipate by the time it made it here. Ken, thanks, man.
All right,
and thank you for joining us, and thanks to our Party Line sponsors, too. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. Ken and I back tomorrow morning with the finally Friday edition of Party Line. Have a great day from WILO.